a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Trump administration is pushing for all schools to reopen this fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos calls it a whatever-it-takes attitude.
This is the time to reopen schools, to rethink school, to be more nimble, more agile, more responsive to students' needs in a 21st century changing world. This moment demands actions, not excuse-making or fear-mongering.
Now the head of the National Education Association is firing back. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the president has made it known recently that he wants schools up and running by this fall. He said as recently as yesterday he would, quote, put pressure on governors and everybody else to open up the schools. Now, those comments did not sit well with the head of the National Education Association, Lily Eskelson Garcia, who was interviewed on CNN last night.
Please, under no circumstances, take medical advice from Donald Trump or Betsy DeVos, especially when it comes to the health of your children.
Eskelson Garcia is also the former head of the Utah Education Association. She went on to say that America must listen to health experts on when to reopen schools and to educators on how to return to in-person instruction. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Utah school districts are still putting together plans for the fall. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer continues our live team coverage.
The new superintendent of JUAB announced schools will have three options available for families: all face-to-face in school, blended learning, or online learning only. The Salt Lake District showed how their teams are installing plexiglass barriers in their school offices and libraries. Many schools right now are ordering their safety equipment.
The Alpine and Tooele districts have both informed families they will be releasing their plans sometime next week.
COVID-19 cases are skyrocketing across the country, but in some places, death rates are falling.
We're kind of having a shift in the people who are becoming sick, so we're shifting to a younger population.
Salt Lake County Health Department epidemiologist Michelle Vowles says the population in Utah is younger and overall healthier, too. Vowles also offers another theory that doctors are exploring in Europe, that the virus itself is becoming more contagious but less deadly. She says there is no proof of that in the U.S.
It's a big jump in new infections. KSL's top national stories. Back to Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, a record high 60,000 new coronavirus cases reported in a single day across the U.S. Texas saw 10,000 in one day, where this woman was just admitted to the hospital despite following all the guidelines.
Did everything in my power, and here I am.
Intensive care units across Sunbelt states are reaching capacity. The Texas Medical Association releasing a chart of various activities for the risk of catching the novel coronavirus. Going to bars, sports, and large church services are riskiest. Opening the mail is the safest. They put eating at a buffet as a greater risk than hugging a friend or flying on a plane. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A man and woman in California's Bay Area face hate crime charges after painting over a Black Lives Matter street mural. The man said as the woman painted,
"There is no oppression. There is no racism. It's a leftist lie.
And those who just painted the mural on the street in Martinez say they had a city permit. And the Seattle teacher who gained fame for a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student has died of cancer. Mary Kay Letourneau was 58. She was convicted in 1997 of rape, but later married the victim, and they had two children. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're just now learning that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court spent a night in the hospital last month after he fell and hit his head. A court spokesperson confirms Chief Justice John Roberts was treated on June 21st for an injury he suffered while falling near his home. The injury required him to stay overnight out of an abundance of caution.
The president of Mexico will visit the White House today. ABC's Andy Field reports that trip getting a lot of criticism.
Mexican diplomats and opposition leaders telling their president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, that it's physically risky and politically tone-deaf to meet President Trump during the pandemic. They are warning Obrador he risks public humiliation from a president who's called Mexican immigrants rapists and animals. Obrador saying President Trump has been more respectful than before and that he's coming to celebrate the new U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. A little bit cooler today with highs in the lower 90s.
All in all, pretty quiet weather is expected this week. No scattered thunderstorms in the near future here, which is actually kind of typical for this time of year. More dry, very warm weather here. Started to get a little hotter for Friday, Saturday, but then it's going to back down again, middle 90 range for early next week.
Grant says as we start into the weekend, temperatures climb into the upper 90s to near 100 Friday and Saturday before starting a very slight cool down.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Eric Butler.
Oh, you still got construction causing delays northbound I-15 as you roll from Antelope Drive up to the west side of Hill Air Force Base. Of course, folks aren't used to that. Southbound, we do have delays in Davis County starting at the Caseville exit 200 north. It takes about a mile or so before you get back up to normal speeds. A new crash over in Taylorsville. This is to go north on the 215 west belt at 4700 south. The right lane of the on-ramp is closed. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 7:06.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A brush fire threatens homes in the Sandy area, and we get the details from KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
This woman feared her home would have burned, along with six other fences, if not for the unlikeliest of firefighters.
My father-in-law.
He arrived just in time. Crews soon joined the fight and helped save the day. While the fire remains under investigation, they say they could easily suspect fireworks, given several recent grass fires in the area.
Andrew goes on to say two police officers were treated for smoke inhalation. Damage estimated between $6,000 and $8,000.
The cleanup continues at a house near the U of U after an unhitched tanker rolled across a street, down a hill, and into somebody's backyard. Salt Lake firefighters say nobody was hurt early this morning when the tanker rolled out of a parking lot and across Campus Drive. The tanker was full of asphalt oil, and some of it spilled in the yard, but the tanker stopped before crashing into the house.
Some alumni of Bountiful High School want to change the mascot. They say Braves is a racist stereotype of Native Americans. That would likely be a school board decision and probably won't happen right away. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Davis School District spokesperson Chris Williams says Bountiful High has already made some changes under Principal Aaron Hogue.
No longer do you see the head of a Native American male. They have stopped using that.
Williams says the district has never been asked to change a mascot before, and they wouldn't do it without a public process that allows everyone to have their say. Bountiful's mayor reacted angrily to the proposal at first, but has since apologized. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
In depth now on the new developments in the case of a New York woman who called police on a black man in Central Park after he asked her to keep her dog on a leash.
She's been accused of making false statements to police. ABC's Janae Norman reports the victim is no longer cooperating, saying the woman has been punished enough in the court of public opinion.
There is an African-American man in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
This morning, the latest on this on-camera confrontation that made headlines back in May.
Listen, I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Chris Cooper, an avid bird watcher, was in Central Park when he came across Amy Cooper with her dog unleashed against park rules.
I said to the young woman, I said, dogs in the Ramble have to be on the leash at all times.
But he claims she refused and made that 911 call. The video has been viewed nearly 40 million times. Now officials are charging Amy Cooper with filing a false police report, but the case has hit a snag. Chris Cooper, the victim, is not cooperating with the Manhattan District Attorney, saying Tuesday Amy has already paid a steep price, including losing her job, adding that if the DA feels the need to pursue charges, he should pursue charges, but he can do that without me. Cooper spoke about the incident on The View and said he'd accepted her apology.
Everything else that that's happened to her, I'm uncomfortable with defining someone by a couple of seconds of what they've done. It was a stressful situation. She had a moment of very poor judgment. It was no excusing that it was a racist act, because it was a racist act. But does that define her entire life? I don't know. Only she can tell us if that defines her entire life by what she does going forward and what she's done in the past. I can't answer that. So, the frenzy is what makes me uncomfortable.
Good for Chris Cooper. That's a good man.
That really is.
And we need more of that right now in our society. He steps up and says, you know what, if you want to pursue charges against her, go without me. I'm not going to cooperate here. She's suffered enough through this.
I think that's beautiful.
She offered an apology. He accepted it, and we move on. Boy, right. We could use a lot more of that.
It's not his decision. The prosecutor makes that decision, but without the complaining witness, pretty weak case.
Yeah, I would hope they'd drop all those charges. It is 7:09. Let's see how things are doing out there, shall we? Triple team traffic on the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric, that accident down on the south end, still there, but the emergency crews are gone.
Well, yeah, most of them took off right away, but they've still got some cleanup going on. No delays, fortunately. This is southbound I-15 between Bangor Highway and 146 South. All the cars involved right now are over on the right shoulder. Northbound, no problems as you head north from that spot all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. We do have another accident, though, over in Taylorsville. This is on the 215 West Belt. Well, not the West Belt proper, but the on-ramp at 4700 South to go north. The right lane of the on-ramp is blocked there. Ricky.
We are looking at an easy drive this morning along I-15, both north and southbound between Provo and the Point of the Mountain. Utah County drivers also looking good with no problems in Provo Canyon, Highway 189, or headed northbound on Redwood Road, Saratoga Springs, all the way into Salt Lake County. Jason?
Looks like they've got all those construction barrels moved now northbound side of I-15 as you're sliding past Hill Air Force Base there in Davidson County. Traffic is starting to return to normal southbound side of I-15. We're still seeing those heavy delays in the Kaysville area. But once you get past the ponds, you're going to be clear the rest of the way down to Salt Lake City. Not seeing any other accidents or incidents up north. Hurry into Siegel Book today and shop their newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only, take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Hey, the cool weather is back this morning. 65 degrees to start off our morning at 7 a.m. Pretty comfortable out there and clear. Sunshine up to 85 degrees at noon. 91 the high, or the temperature at 4 p.m. And it should be about the high as well. And then back down to 87 degrees at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're back to where we started the morning, 66 downtown.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, the latest from the podcast Hope in Darkness, when we tell you more about how Josh Holt got his family back together, got his daughters to safety. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
How about this story? A custom casket is being built for the funeral of the world's longest surviving conjoined twins who died July 4th in Ohio of natural causes. Donnie and Ronnie Gallion were 68 years old. They were born joined at the abdomen and claimed the world record for conjoined twins shortly before they turned 63 several years ago. A funeral won't be held until next week so they can get that custom casket made.
One of the toughest guys in Hollywood is the subject of a new documentary.
My name's Danny Trejo. You might have seen me once in a while.
And now the quintessential tough guy from films like Con Air, Desperado, and Machete is the subject of the new documentary Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo, telling his story from drug-addicted gang member to prison inmate to movie star. But Trejo says the documentary's not about ego.
What I wanted to do was just give people hope that are in a hopeless situation, and prison is a hopeless situation.
Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo, is streaming everywhere now. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Yeah, always a tough guy, and he didn't have to speak a word.
No.
With, and still look like a tough guy.
Some people just have the look.
Yeah, and definitely had the look for Hollywood. And he passed, right? He's gone. I think he died, actually.
I don't know that.
But we'll look forward to the documentary.
Dr. Angela Dunn told KSL News Radio she's pleased that the state has plateaued with COVID-19 cases. Now the governor is considering a statewide mask mandate. Should he do it? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Adam whispered in my ear, Danny Trejo's very much alive. He's 76 years old. KSL News Time now, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
in a recent interview, the head of the National Education Association, who is also the former head of the Utah Education Association, blasted President Trump for pressuring schools to reopen too quickly. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert will continue meetings today as he considers a statewide mask mandate. A decision is expected by the end of the week.
Third, keeping an eye on the drive-in, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Southbound crash, I-15 between Bagoter Highway and 146 South in Salt Lake County is still over on the right side, not causing delays. And the northbound slowdowns along Hill Air Force Base, that has eased things moving along normally now. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, not as hot, up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's 66 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the nation's largest teachers union, the National Education Association, says it's too soon to say that schools will absolutely be reopening in the fall. NEA President Lily Escalin Garcia says everyone wants the same thing, kids back in the classroom, but leaving it up to states could mean opening up too soon and more people getting sick.
When that starts to happen, they'll close schools down again. That will impact the economy. That will impact the funding for public school. It will be a vicious, vicious cycle.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up in more than half the states. Florida and Arizona say they're running out of ICU beds. And cases just keep going up. 60,000 reported in one day. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You've got to be careful that you don't get into what's called an exponential phase, where every day it can even double or more. You're not there yet. So you have an opportunity, a window, to get your arms around this and to prevent it from getting worse.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It took most of nearly 2 years for a Utah man and his Venezuelan wife were in prison for their family to get one of their daughters to safety.
These details are being revealed for the first time in the KSL podcast, Hope in Darkness. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more.
February 2018.
Lori, who's here?
This Instagram video showed the moment when Lori and Jason Holt, Josh Holt's parents, got to meet their granddaughter, Natalia, for the very first time. But what the video doesn't show you is just how much work it took to get to that moment.
No, we tried for a long time to get her here.
We tried for a year to get the justice system for children to go into the prison just so Tammy could sign a paper.
Tammy Holt told us it broke her heart to be separated from her girls, but she trusted her mother to do what was needed for them. Maria and Josh's mom, Lori, decided the best thing for the girls would be to get them out of Venezuela to the United States as soon as possible.
Marian's dad was still alive, and so we couldn't get Marian here to the United States, but we could get Natalia.
Tammy knew. Tammy had a clear idea that she really wanted the girls out.
That's Carlos Trujillo, a Utah immigration attorney who happens to be from Venezuela.
We had to, circumvent and find ways to get permission slips, power of attorneys, and things like that. And in a country when pretty much everything is not moving forward, there's not even paper to print a birth certificate or anything like that.
Finally, my parents were like, well, I mean, is there a different way we can do it? And so Tammy said, yeah, there is, if you want to pay for it. And so we ended up having to pay a judge $800 to allow her mom to just sign a piece of paper.
I would pay that in a heartbeat, you know, 6 months earlier.
The next step was to get Natalia to the United States.
Immigration officials and the cops would come out and they'd talk to us and they'd go back in and they'd come out and talk to us and they would come out and say that she's crying. She's so scared because she was telling them, you know, what if my grandma and grandpa don't like me?
She didn't have anything to worry about, as that Instagram video showed.
Lori, who's here?
Marianne's reunion with her mother would have to wait. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Not even enough paper to print a birth certificate.
Wow.
In Venezuela. You can hear Episode 8 of Hope in Darkness free at KSLNewsRadio.com, where you will also find the video from that story. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time is 7:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
Thanks, Amanda. We've still got a couple of crashes on the board in Salt Lake County. One is southbound I-15. If you move past the Bankator Highway exit before you get to the Bluffdale exit, all of these cars, and it kind of comes and goes how many cars are out there. But right now, you've got several cars over on the right side as most of the lanes are open there. And one of the far right lane may be obstructed. So just be careful going by there. Right now, no delays. And from that point, northbound to downtown Salt Lake, no trouble. We have one crash over on the 215 West Belt. This is the on-ramp at 4700 South in Taylorsville to go north, and the right lane is blocked there. Ricky?
We do have a surface street crash with injuries reported 7200 West, 2600 South. Watch for emergency crews arriving on the scene. For Utah County drivers, you are waking up to a nice ride this morning. Northbound I-15, good speeds all the way from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. No problems. SR-92 going westbound from Highland over to the I-15 junction. Jason.
Not a problem. Traffic back to normal now up north, or at least normal the way it's been the last couple of months. Not seeing any delays now north or southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis counties. Looking good on 89 Westside Belt and Legacy. And if you're traveling in or out of Weber Canyon this morning, not going to find any delays on the 84 either. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card for a limited time. Receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit a branch or cypresscu.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's back again with a look at your 7-day forecast.
Won't be as hot today, and the wind's not a big issue this time around. Sunshine up to 91. Tomorrow, 94 the high and a lot of sunshine. And it gets much hotter Friday up to 98, and again, mostly sunny. A few more clouds in the afternoon on Saturday and a really hot day up to near 100. We'll say 99. 97 sunshine on Sunday and 95 the high on Monday. Again, with lots of sun, 93 sunny Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 66 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega joins us to talk about, I guess we've heard a lot of debate this morning about the reopening of school, and President Trump's attitude seems to be a whatever it takes, get the schools back open. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Maybe we don't have Dave.
No. I'm here. I'm with you.
There you are.
Hello,
okay.
Dave.
So we're going to talk about the administration, of course, saying that it's anything it's going to take here to get kids back in school this year. You guys are going to be talking about that today.
Absolutely. We've seen some of this from the Davis and Jordan school districts. They already have plans. Jordan's going to do 4 or 5 days. Davis is going to require masks for teachers, but not students. But the whatever it takes attitude is something I think is a great attitude, because this is often where great innovation is born. Let's not make it political. Let's look at the most creative solutions possible.
I heard just part of your interview yesterday with Dr. Angela Dunn, a mom, but also a state epidemiologist. When you asked her point blank, you know, are you fearful of sending your kids to school? She absolutely said no.
So incredibly insightful. She said during this entire pandemic, she's still been sending one of her children to daycare every single day. But because of the precautions they're taking, she's been comfortable sending that kid.
Yeah.
To daycare every single day.
Obviously, it's something we're going to talk a lot about over the next 6 weeks or so. And we'll look forward to continued conversation with Dave and Dujanovic coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business.
Outstanding companies throughout Utah are taking up the torch to help those struggling to cope with the economic fallout of COVID-19. Aubriana Martindale, Smith's Food and Drugs Division Corporate Affairs Manager, is with us to share what steps they are taking to help those in need.
At Smith's, the health and well-being of our associates, our customers, and our communities is always our top priority. And in this challenging time, Smith's is constantly monitoring and evolving our pandemic preparedness plan. This work, like all of the work we do, is guided by our values of safety, honesty, integrity, diversity, inclusion, and respect. To that end, we know this pandemic has caused strain on industries and many families. And at Smith's, we believe everyone deserves fresh food. And we are also mindful that this pandemic has resulted in more of our neighbors struggling with food insecurity. And we want to help. So that's why Smith's and the Kroger Zero Hunger Zero Waste Foundation has directed $250,000 in donations to rapidly deploy hunger relief resources to the communities we serve. We continue to strive to make decisions that balance the safety of our associates and uphold our commitments to our customers. But above all else, we will be there for our communities when they need us most.
For more information about this and other charitable programs by the Kroger brand, visit the Zero Hunger and Zero Waste webpage on Kroger.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
We have the answer to how old is that in dog years? Sean Michael Lyle, of course, is looking into it at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you can actually forget that old adage of one human year is equal to seven dog years. Here's Lauren Green in an old TV commercial.
Danny's a 14-year-old alpha dog. That's like 98 to you and me.
Well, a study published in this month's journal Cell System has a chart for a more accurate comparison. Most dogs are adults and can have puppies at 9 months. A one-year-old dog's about the same as 30 years for people, but dog aging hardly changes throughout adult life because they don't have the DNA markers humans do. So a two-year-old dog is like 40, but at 10 years, they're equal to 65. And 14-year-old Danny there is just 75, not 98, like Lauren said. That's why he was still chasing the sticks in the commercial. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We all hope we're still chasing the stick at 75.
Watching Utah's Money Now, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Airline insiders say bookings are beginning to tumble as the number of coronavirus cases rise. Also hurting air travel, regulations in several states requiring visitors to quarantine themselves for 14 days upon arrival.
Optimism of an economic rebound sent stocks surging this week, and gold hit its highest level in 9 years. The price for the metal now above $1,800 an ounce.
Gen Z is the group of people born after 1996, and economists now believe they will suffer the longest financial problems from the pandemic. Experts say currently there aren't many pathways for the youth to start their careers.
All right. It looks like the futures continue to trade in a very narrow margin. We'll see how things go when the opening bell rings here in about 3.5 minutes. But the Dow right now is in the green by just 17. The S&P is up 4. The NASDAQ this hour up 35 points.
Another look at where the problems are in your drive into work. That's just next on KSL News Radio.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
America's favorite car show is making its Salt Lake City debut. The good guys are cruising into town and bringing 3 jam-packed days of hot rod and fun with the first Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals July 17th through the 19th at the Utah State Fair Park. Bring the family and all your friends and check out thousands of the West's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, and decked-out trucks through 1987. Plus, don't miss the Great Salt Autocross Shootout Racing Competition. For the health and safety of all attendees, tickets are limited and are available online only at good-guys.com.
I got a hit to the car show.
July in Utah means July heat.
Very, very hot. Lots of sun.
90s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The 90s can mean storms, but they can also mean fire. Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical and Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers.
KSL News Time 729. It's Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you by Mountain America Visa Double Rewards. How are we doing out there, Eric?
Well, it looks pretty solid as far as most of the folks. As you head north on I-15 in Salt Lake County, for instance, you're looking at 20 minutes from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake. The accident southbound between Bangor Highway and 146 South has been cleared, and it looks like we're not seeing any problems over in Taylorsville. No major delays, but you do have a crash over on the on-ramp to go north on 4700 South, the right lane blocked there. Ricky Meeks.
Looking at a straight shot northbound I-15 from Spanish Fork all the way into Bluffdale, and also an easy ride with no problems this morning in Utah County on Quarry Ride Boulevard, Redwood Road, and SR-92. Jason?
All delays up north have been cleared, and now 70-plus miles an hour on your way southbound I-15 from Ogden down into the Salt Lake Valley. Looking good both directions on 84. No problems 89, Westside Belt or Legacy. Side streets also holding out at regular speeds this morning. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's going to be another hot day. Let's check the temperatures with you, Grant.
Well, at least we got a cooler morning here along the Wasatch Front, and it should be a cooler afternoon as well. Winds won't be a big issue here. High temperatures up to about 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warming up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 66 degrees.
No delays on I-15 along the Wasatch Front. I'm Eric Butler.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
An increase in COVID-19 infections has Governor Gary Herbert reconsidering the idea of making masks mandatory for everybody.
National retailers are asking for masks. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas.
The Utah Hospital Association sent a letter to the governor citing studies that show infection rates can be reduced by wearing masks and expressing concern about the growing number of COVID-19 cases turning up in Utah hospitals. The Deseret News reports some epidemiologists are concerned that hospitals could exceed their capacity if case numbers continue to grow, as has already happened in New York and Texas. Governor Herbert met with legislative leaders yesterday. He'll meet with his pandemic response team today before he makes a decision. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
And as Amanda mentioned a moment ago, some of the nation's largest retailers are asking governors to approve mask mandates. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our live team coverage. John.
Yeah, Tim, that's been because of a growing number of confrontations between customers and retail store employees across the country over various store policies regarding face coverings. This video was taken from a Costco in Colorado.
I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask.
And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
Now, the Retail Industry Leaders Association has sent a formal letter calling on retailers to respectfully ask those governors that haven't yet required masks in public to do so immediately. According to them, a unified policy would cut down on confusion and would also hopefully cut down on some of these viral meltdowns. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is urging mask mandates in order to send a clear message that wearing masks helps prevent the spread of the virus.
So if you say it doesn't matter whether you put it on or take it off, you're giving a wrong mixed signal. The signal should be wear a mask, period.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned yesterday that the country is in a resurgence of new cases, particularly in the South and West.
As Dan Baumas mentioned, the Utah Hospital Association wants Governor Herbert to approve a statewide mask policy. We'll talk with the president and CEO of the Hospital Association, Greg Bell, live at 8:30 here on Utah's Morning News.
Salt Lake County's starting up its free drive-through COVID-19 testing again in neighborhoods that have been hit hard by the virus. Deputy Mayor Erin Litvak says they'll also be getting the results in batches.
That will allow us a much quicker turnaround to get in touch with those families because we'll be able to get the results exactly from the testing event that we had instead of us having to search.
The county is working with community groups to advertise the events. Last time, they were overwhelmed by low-risk people who lived outside those areas. Specific locations and times still need to be worked out.
The pandemic continues sweeping the nation. KSL's top national stories. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the U.S. topped 60,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day for the first time. The mayor of Phoenix says hospital beds and ICUs are filling up in Arizona.
We are worried that the system that is already in crisis will only get more crowded.
California hit an all-time high in hospitalizations yesterday. President Trump says he'll pressure the nation's governors to open schools for the fall semester despite the ongoing surge. This California student is ready to return.
It means a lot to our emotional health and our mental health just to be out there with our friends because a lot of us don't have that opportunity.
But teacher union leaders say the lives of educators will be at risk. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The U.S. Supreme Court reporting Chief Justice John Roberts was hospitalized overnight last month after cutting open his forehead in a fall near his home. Doctors say it was unrelated to a couple of seizures he had experienced in past years. And a federal judge rejecting an emergency appeal by the operators of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline after they were ordered to shut it down. Environmental groups sued on behalf of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
You need to do environmental analysis on the risks of the thing before you operate it.
The pipe must be emptied by August 5th so an environmental study can be completed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, a pretty quiet week ahead weather-wise.
Generally, we see that what we call the monsoon pattern getting here by, say, the middle of July or so. And so that means from the south, the higher humidity start to creep in. We start getting those thunderstorms that tend to billow up in the afternoon. But not the case at this point. And it's typically a dry time of year.
Grant says we're really not expecting storms of any kind within the 7-day forecast. Temperatures will be a little cooler today with highs in the lower 90s. But we climb to near 100 on Friday and Saturday.
Coming up on KSL, one of the stranger stories we've had in a while. How did a tanker full of asphalt oil end up in the backyard of a Salt Lake home overnight?
And triple team traffic.
Still clearing up a crash northbound on the 215 West Belt. This is the on-ramp at 4700 South in Taylorsville. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 736.
When I first met Jordan and his team, it was big relief.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
When I first got the letter from the IRS, after reading it, I was devastated on what they wanted to get from me and the amount of penalty that they were demanding. I had a lien put on my house about 2 years after they started to send me letters, and then that shut down every bit of my credit. I couldn't do anything. I never had nights I could sleep. I heard about the law office of Jordan Wilcox. Just hearing it, I knew that was where I wanted to go. Then I met with Jordan in his office, and he gave me the play-by-play, and that was exactly what I needed. I knew it would get taken care of. Then I knew he was the one that was going to take care of it, and that it would be all right.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back. I will always recommend Jordan and his team.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today. That's taxhelput.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Utah Fire Watch on KSL News Radio.
A brush fire near 101st South in Sandy was caused or has caused at least $6,000 in damage to some fences and leaves a couple of police officers with smoke inhalation. This woman says her home was only saved because her father-in-law started spraying the fire with a garden hose.
You should always be prepared to leave your house at a moment's notice.
Sandy Fire Deputy Chief Ryan McConaughey says this should serve as a reminder about how quickly a fire can spread in the hot, dry weather. The cause is still under investigation.
Salt Lake firefighters say a tanker rolled down a hill into the backyard of a house early this morning. A tanker full of asphalt oil rolled out of a U of U parking lot across Campus Drive and into the backyard of a house along North Walcott Street. No injuries were reported, thank goodness, and the tanker stopped just short of rolling into the house.
Yeah, that's the good news, but can you imagine the mess of asphalt oil all over your backyard?
No.
The cleanup is not going to be fun there, but I have a feeling the homeowner's not going to have to pay that bill.
Right. 7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Eric.
Well, right now it's a little bit of an awkward situation if you're out in Taylorsville, 4700 South, and intending to go north on the 215 West Belt. They had a crash there, the blocking off the right lane. In fact, they kind of improvised with cones and to create a new on-ramp lane. So you're going to enter the flow a little bit quicker than you usually do. Just pay attention as you go through there. We don't have any delays through that area, though. Southbound I-15 and northbound I-15 looks good in Salt Lake County. And out in Tooele County, no problems as you head north on SR-36. Ricky.
Some backups headed northbound on Foothill Drive in Salt Lake County. It stretches from I-80, but by the time you're passing 2300 East, you're going to be back to good speeds. For drivers in Utah County, I-15 wide open, looking good. Traffic northbound running at posted speeds. That's from Provo up to the point of the mountain. Also, Redwood, a nice drive this morning northbound. That's going from Lehigh all the way into Bluffdale. Jason?
Smooth sailing southbound I-15 with a KSL travel time of 30 minutes from Ogden to Salt Lake City. No problems over on 89, Legacy, or the West Side Belt. A little bit of crowding right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, but that's pretty much all we're seeing up north. Hurry into Siegel Book today and shop their newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only, take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant's back with the KSL Allergy Report this morning. It's brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Not quite as hot today along the Wasatch Front. We heat up to the low 90s for the most part. Some spots in the upper 80s up to the north. Pollen numbers, most of them are pretty down, with the mold pollen being the highest. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, starting the big warm-up to the day. Last time we looked, it was 66. It's now 68 degrees.
Since the state's been collecting numbers of COVID cases and the demographics around those numbers, there really is a story to tell. And Dan Bomas will share it with us in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us for that at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. I think we've already established the fact that Zero Res is the area's leader in clean carpets for your home or your office. If you're about ready to get your workers back to work, maybe you want to have Zero Res swing in. But, you know, don't take our word for it. There are over 2,000 reviews on Google with a 4.8 rating. Highly rated, highly trusted, Zero Res is the right way to clean.
Sometimes I like pointing that out too, Tim, because I think people might listen to us and think, yeah. Now, I want people to trust us because we don't say this about anybody. But once in a while, you might want to check that Google and just make sure that we're not just telling you something. This is something that not just us, but everybody feels this way about Zero Res because they're amazing. And it is a time when clean is more important than perhaps it's ever been, because a clean house is a safe house and a healthy house. And the same is true, of course, as you mentioned, about your business.
And let's face it, if you've been around for 15 years in any business, you're doing your job right, whether that's in service or, in their case, in cleanliness and service with their customers. And if you don't do a good job of cleaning, nobody's going to invite you back to the house. But right now, they've got a fantastic deal for you to take advantage of at Zero Res, $33 per room. And when you mention Tim and Amanda, you will get a fourth room cleaned absolutely free.
So schedule that cleaning today. Here is the number. It's 801-288-9376, or you can remember it by 801-288-ZERO.
And, of course, you can just search them online, too, at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
With all that's going on in the world and in the stock market, there's no better time to align yourself with a local, trusted financial partner. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A-plus BBB rating. Our goals are aligned with yours because we're paid a low flat fee that is established up front and is typically around only 1% per year. And, unlike most advisors, our advice isn't conflicted by limited product selection or strong biases. Full service means we do most everything financial. Investment management, insurance, tax, Social Security and income planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. Our fiduciary advisors will take the time to get to know you and your situation. Call Trajan Wealth today and see what positive impact we can make in your life. Call us, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
And the news this hour is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Dr. Angela Dunn told KSL News Radio she's pleased that the state has plateaued with COVID-19 cases. Now the governor is considering a statewide mask mandate. Should he do it? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
I just want to say thank you again to those of you that have joined the conversation this morning. It's always nice to know you're there. On the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, dial us up at 575-00. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert will continue meetings today with experts as he considers that request for a statewide mask policy.
Second, Sandy firefighters made quick work of a brush fire that briefly threatened homes yesterday and damaged some fences along 101st South. Two police officers were treated for smoke inhalation.
Third, let's check that drive brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
For the most part, pretty good. I-15 looking sharp throughout the Wasatch Front. Some slowing over on Foothill Drive, though, northbound exiting I-80 in the 215 East Belt. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today. Not as hot, up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's 66 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Increased concerns as hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to mount. 28 states reporting the number of people being admitted to hospitals is going up.
Cases tied to restaurants and bars have pushed several cities and states to roll back openings at indoor businesses. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's chief infectious disease expert, said he thinks governors in states with surging cases should mandate masks to prevent outbreaks.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Ventilator use has doubled in Florida, and 50 hospitals across the state say they have run out of ICU beds. Mississippi is also logging more infections. State epidemiologist Paul Byers.
We saw this in May and the early part of June when we were holding steady with our cases, but we are now skyrocketing.
President Trump insisting schools must reopen this fall, but says how to do that safely won't be a federal question. Instead, it'll be up to the nation's governors and school administrators. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Every day we get the number of new COVID-19 cases from Utah's State Health Department.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus reports that over time, those numbers have an important story to tell.
Utah's seen higher case numbers this summer, and those trends over time provide perspective, as state epidemiologist Angela Dunn told Dave and Dujanovic.
It is a higher plateau. With cases around, 5 to 550 per day. But it is a good sign to see that plateau, and we need to start seeing that decrease.
A dashboard available at coronavirus.utah.gov helps with analyzing what those daily case numbers mean. For example, Dr. Shankar Swaminathan, the head of University Healthcare's Infectious Disease Program, tells us it's not just older people going to the hospital with COVID-19.
65 to 84, there were 403 patients hospitalized. 45 to 64, 642. 25 to 44, 399. So you can see that the number of people who end up in the hospital is the same for age 25 to 44 as 65 to 84.
The ethnic breakdown of the outbreak is another story. Latino Utahns make up 14% of the state's population, but 43% of all the cases. The health department is providing materials in Spanish, but State Senator Luz Escamilla says there's no substitute for talking with somebody you know and trust.
So right now we need to use the organizations that already have trust, who
relationships with those communities, to go and tell them what to do, to bring them resources, to make sure that housing and food security are being, you know, addressed immediately so people can isolate and not get other people sick.
And the numbers will tell us when we're finally coming through the worst of it. Dr. Swaminathan.
2 weeks of decreasing or stable cases, which we haven't seen.
Dr. Dunn says individuals taking responsibility will get us there.
Physical distancing and wearing face masks, so it's working. And what we're urging the public to do is continue these efforts so that we do see a decline and we all feel comfortable sending our kids to school in the fall.
Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
I know it's a challenge because people get sick and tired of it. I heard even, you know, from family members, all right already, but we have to keep up with it.
Yeah. There is good news out there, though, and each day that goes by, we learn more about this virus. They find better ways to treat it. More people are surviving right now than were certainly in the early stages of it. And so we will continue to focus on the positive.
Right. You just can't let your guard down. That just doesn't mean you can go willy-nilly with no mask, you know, in big groups.
But hang on to the positive, and we'll get through this together. It's nice to know you're out there this morning. KSL News Time 749. Triple team traffic now. Back again, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And for that, we get started with Eric Butler.
It looks like we've cleared up that crash over on the 215 westbound. It was actually an on-ramp crash to go north on the 215 westbound in Taylorsville. 4700 south. It's all moot now because it's moving smoothly through that area. And northbound I-15 continues to look good in Salt Lake County from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake. You got 20 minutes drive time there. No problems heading north out of Tooele up to Stansbury Park and I-80 as well. Ricky.
A new crash for Summit County drivers. This is eastbound on SR 224 at Creek Drive in Park City. It's being moved to the right shoulder in the valley. If you're headed northbound on Foothill Drive, you are going to see backups from I-80 up to 2300 east. For Utah County drivers, smooth sailing this morning. Northbound I-15 with good speeds. That's from Provo all the way past the Point of the Mountain. Jason?
Seeing the spot of busyness now, southbound side of I-15, just past 23rd North there as you head on down into the Salt Lake Valley. Going to drop just below 70 miles an hour. That's going to last for a few blocks or so, and then you're going to pick back up as you head the rest of the way into town. No other trouble to speak of up north. The rest of your highways and side streets are moving along at pretty good speeds. Just a minor amount of crowding right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Every day, UTA's bus operators go the extra mile. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And hello, Grant.
Hello, good morning, Wayne. Amanda. It was a little hello, Newman.
I gave you a hello, Newman.
That's funny. Hey, Amanda, we actually have really, really good news this morning. Well, of course, we all noticed it coming in early, right? It dropped. That temperature's back to where it should be this time of year, or in the morning anyway. 50s and 60s. It's like 20 degrees cooler this morning compared to yesterday morning. So we'll take that. And then we're only up to 91 today. Mostly sunny. Winds are light. Really a nice-looking day today. Now, it heats up tomorrow to 94, but it's another cool morning. Sunshine on Friday. That's when it gets hotter. 98. And then right around 100 Saturday afternoon. We'll say 99, but it's up there. And all in all, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, 97. And then it backs down just a little bit in the middle 90 range for Monday and Tuesday. Sunshine both those days. Monday, 95. Tuesday, up to 93.
I say it's a perfect weekend to go camping, go fishing, go mountain biking.
Get to those mountains.
Yeah. Get out of the valley and enjoy the cooler air. We certainly are this morning. Thank you. It is 66 now downtown.
It's summertime, family time, and that means camping time at Paris RV. Check out our summer specials. Hook up the 2021 Rockwood 1640 LTD 10 trailer, fully loaded for only $89.95 or $99 a month, zero down. Or basically steal the 2021 Open Range 26BH Bunkhouse Travel Trailer for only $19,995 or $229 a month, zero down. Check out the 2021 XLR Boost 25LR LE Toy Hauler. It'll even fit a four-seat radio.
Laser for only $22,995 or $249 a month, zero down. Don't miss out on these incredible summer deals at Paris RV. And remember, we have over 350 RVs in stock for you to choose from. Also, a full service department with 26 bays, a body shop, and not one but two parts superstores. And two locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. Or, of course, online at ParisRV.com.
Networth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now. Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Networth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Networth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Networth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Networth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Retail Industry Leaders Association sent a letter to all the nation's governors asking them to make wearing a mask in stores mandatory. The association includes Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and some other major chains.
The Labor Department reports more than 10 million Americans are categorized as temporarily out of work. And while many businesses are reopening, economists say historically 30% of temporary unemployed workers never get their jobs back.
Vivint Solar has just was bought out by its competitor Sunrun, Inc. This will make Sunrun the third largest solar provider in the U.S. The $3.2 billion deal was completed using stocks.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. First half hour of trading, and the markets are up. The Dow, just refreshing, the Dow is up 194. That's 0.75%. We are at 26,097. The S&P is up 23.8. That's also 0.75%. And the NASDAQ up 108. That is 1%.
Yeah, the Dow was up a minute ago by 200, and it looks like Apple stock, Microsoft stock are leading the way for the tech sector. Also up, we mentioned this in our 5 o'clock hour, but haven't since. What happened to Disney Plus over the weekend with Hamilton being released? The number of downloads were off the charts. The Disney Plus app, now this is just mobile downloads, doesn't include what may have been downloaded online. 513,323 times the app was downloaded digitally globally. Here in the U.S., 266,000 times. So globally, that represents a 47% increase. Downloads were up 72% over prior levels here in the U.S.
It's astounding. And the number of people, I imagine, who watched it, who had previously seen it live on stage and just wanted to see it again. I watched it with closed captioning. So you watched it three times. So I could catch all the words. Astounding. Yeah. Just amazing.
The next number to watch for will be to see how many people drop off in the next 30 days.
Right.
It is time for our morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Hear more of Jeff's Minutes this afternoon from 3 to 6. They're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Ever taste baby food? Of course you have. You wouldn't feed it to your little darling unless you carefully swished it over your own palate first. But what about your pet? Do you taste test the gunk or the pebbles that you feed your pooch? This guy went one better.
Hi, I'm Mitch Felderhoff, one of the owners of Munster Milling Company, and I'm eating dog food for 30 days.
And why is he doing this?
At the end of the day, we're not going to feed your dog something if we haven't eaten it ourselves.
So how'd it go?
As I went through that first week, you know, the first 4 days was really tough. I didn't feel good.
In his video, you watch him eat the dog food with a simultaneous smile and painful grimace. Kind of the face you make when your friend's mom serves you really terrible food. You know what I'm talking about.
Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood.
Like that. The chicken meatballs on his plate might taste like wood, but Mitch Felderhoff kept it up for 30 solid days. Nothing but Munster Milling dog food. There were times his stomach rebelled.
As Sorry, chicken meatball.
But guess what the dog food did to him?
Mitch lost 30 pounds. His blood sugar and blood pressure went down significantly.
Wait, his triglycerides are down 70%, cholesterol down 50, less joint pain and inflammation, and an employee says his coat is really shiny. I chuckle, but if I could get those kind of numbers, I'd eat dog food, bark at the mailman, and sleep in a doghouse. Well, I'd put a rug in there. You know, kind of turn it into a resort.
Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
And I just want to be on record. We love the dogs at our house. I am not eating their food for a month. Sure they're eating the good stuff.
Even to get good numbers.
Whew.
Are you part of KSL Team Alexa every morning?
Hello.
You're getting ready for your day. And stay home. It's different, but it can be good. And we'll stay with you. Utah's Morning News. David Dujanovic, Lloyd Matheson. They're live every morning. When you tell your Amazon Echo, play KSL News Radio.
That's what salad's for. You eat salad to get good numbers. Okay. 7:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Salt Lake County from Draper and Sandy all the way through Murray to downtown. We do have slowing, though, over on the Foothill Drive, exiting the 215 East Belt or I-80 just for a few blocks, so you're going to be in slowdown mode before you get back up to pace. Ricky?
Well, for those headed northbound on I-15 in Utah County, you are good to go from Springville all the way into the point of the mountain. Jason?
A little bit of busyness, south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, you've got plenty of elbow room if you're traveling southbound on I-15 from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Is your equipment ready for your next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right on the seasonal norms for a high today of 91 degrees. We'll warm to 94 tomorrow. And right now, even with the sunshine, 67 downtown.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.